UPS is hiring warehouse workers, package handlers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying up to $21 an hour and offer great benefits, including 100% paid tuition, plus housing for some with our Metro College or Loop programs. Shift your team, shift your future, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference. UPSjobs.com.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER now for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
That's his game. They don't get back. They would look. Now look at his steal. Here's the steal. Three on one. Alley-oop. Oh my goodness. Marcus Mendez. And you certainly are in love with him here in Louisville. Marcus in the open floor. Hops. Incredible.
Get up, get up, get up, get up. Let's get ready for Marcus Mapin. You're about midway to the midday with Marcus Mapin. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Mapin. So sit back and relax and watch Mapin.
Break it down like this. Woo!
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Mapin on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Mapin and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Mapin. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station and people amongst all the chaos. The consistency of Mapin, Rummage, and Valvano is here once again. Steve Rummage in the building, Nikki V in the booth.
Man, we have a good time. It's a beautiful day again. I think I'm gonna hit the pool today, man.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, I think the wife's home, so she can, you know what I'm saying?
She's gonna have her pool outfits.
Have her pool outfit on, just a little cheeky there, and just kick back in the chair and just enjoy life, man, because I'm a happy man. With a happy life.
So. Listen, I have to say this, Steve, to your point yesterday. Like,
he's like, oh, I go to the pool all the time. Oh, because I tan.
True. Actually, Steve.
It's nothing, Steve.
I am going to defend Drew.
You think?
To a level never done before.
Does Drew wear sunglasses to the pool?
Absolutely. You damn right he does. Listen, and he confirmed it, people.
I'm there for the bronze.
Listen,
yeah, I bet.
I'll say this, Steve.
It goes to tanning bed. Like, you don't go to the pool to...
No, Steve.
Okay, all right, say it.
I'll say this.
All right, let's hear it.
I'll defend Drew.
Okay. GTL day, that's right.
I have been enjoying so much my sun time.
Yes.
I have really been enjoying... Like, I have... literally been looking forward to the middle part of my day.
Right.
And yet, listen, it was hot yesterday.
It was great.
And I almost said to myself, man, it's too hot. I was like,
oh no.
Are you kidding?
Oh, it's never too hot.
Yeah. So
it's never too hot.
I went in there, got the little misty spray bottle.
Yeah.
And got another Avion, parked right up outside. I'm like, I'm really enjoying just the sunshine on my mind. Like, I feel like maybe now it's official. I'm out of the woods from, you know, having some rice trampled on. So, like, I just feel like I'm outside enjoying this free open air.
A piss Nick just got.
Just open
triggered
air. Life, you know. So, yeah, point being.
Like, if your neighbor down the road sneezes, the wind can take that 16 miles.
To Drew's point, Drew enjoying his tanning he now has another member of the Tanning Association. I've been enjoying it.
I'm just saying, if you come out to where we live and tan, it's nicer. Or if you went out to where I'm sure where Drew lives and tanned, it's a little more than a cemetery to look at. I guess I shouldn't say that.
Well, I mean, they're just a little older than normal. They're not cemetery. Don't make jokes like that.
Boots
yes,
man.
Yes, Steve. I have some mature.
You live in a
listen. All shapes and sizes, Steve,
yes,
and
yes,
ages.
Absolutely.
I don't discriminate. God, to my delegation of ladies, I love. Please disregard Steve Rummage. Nikki V in the booth. Nikki, what's going on, my man?
Definitely put me in a worse spot there.
That was awesome. Then.
They want the boot.
Man, the aspects.
I'm giving out Maven's address in the second hour. Stay tuned.
That's a radio tease.
Stay
right
tuned.
There.
Stay tuned. Hour two, Maven's address coming live.
Gaspex took a couple on the chin last night. It's rough. I'm sore. First game was against our boy Jarbo. Okay. They are awesome. Yeah, put that on the mixtape. I know. I was just rough. It was just rough, man. Like, I don't think we played terrible. I couldn't make a play in outfield. I felt bad about that. And Jamie's out for the year, man.
Well, see, he's over there.
Yeah, popped his hammy.
I bet you. First of all, I bet you Jamie's fine. Second of all,
he's not.
I bet you Nikki played fine.
No, he didn't.
Nikki comes in here with these little attitudes, Steve, with these little loser conversations in the morning. I just said, in the world of chaos, I just opened the show. In the world of panic and chaos and loser talk, you can depend on the consistency of Marcus, Steve, and Nikki. Actually, I said Maven, Rummage, and Valvano, and you choose to take this show into that direction.
That's fair. I didn't mean, okay.
Stop it. What were the positives?
The positives were Jarbo's team.
You almost came back.
Yes, Jarbo's team let us stick around for a little bit. We almost snuck back in it.
That was grit and determination to almost have mount a comeback, Nikki. That is positive momentum. Talk about the positive momentum that your team, the extra at-bats you received. My God, the beautiful weather. Everybody looks better because they...
You know what was awesome? The guys in our the bottom of the order were playing good, making good, good contact. Flatmate Thomas, we kind of, you know, great pitcher. Okay at fielding his spot, but we kind of looked at him as a liability batting. My man was stroking it. Benji, shout out Benji, yes. Stroking it. I mean, they were getting some good base knocks. You know, the heart of the lineup, we had a couple bombs that just got caught, just went just a little fair, or foul, I mean.
Yes.
We assembled. Last night's team was probably the best team we've assembled. We just didn't quite put it together, and, you know, but everyone missed a play. But everyone also made a play.
Doesn't that sound a lot better than the opening?
Here's the thing, though.
That was good.
We got kickball tonight. I am super stoked for kickball.
I can still play kickball. I am excited about that.
But we all played sports here.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're all kind of washed. Like, but here's the thing. Last night, I took an ice bath after the game. Because it was doubleheader, I was in left field. These guys were hitting piss rockets all day. But the thing was, it felt good. It felt like actually competing again. And so I was like, I haven't done this in a while. I was icing down, and I was like, you know what? I got to get the ladder back out because I'm tracking some of those mofos down next game.
You put ice in a bathtub and sat in it?
Yeah, dude, because I have kickball tonight. I wanted to be able to move.
How old are you, Nikki?
Dude, I'm 32.
32? I'm 35, Nick. I got a broken hand and ran 2.5 miles yesterday.
Hey,
an ice bath.
Ice bath?
I didn't want to be so stiff today that I couldn't move.
I mean,
man.
I'm going to go home and run before. Listen, here.
Thanks, Steve.
I'm sorry.
I know we're on a YouTube.
Oh,
God, is that what I sound like? That's my voice? And you guys let me talk?
I'm sorry.
You guys are saints.
I just like to read the comments, okay? I enjoy our YouTube channel.
Well, speaking of kicking.
Turn my volume down.
Speaking of kicking, a certain person got kicked And he got kicked into legendary status.
I'm listening.
For the University of Louisville.
Oh, my God.
A person took a kicking, and it kicked him to the top of the Louisville recruiting world. Give me some positive music. Give me something, some feel-good music. Give me Madden. Give me... Jesus, I screwed it up.
See?
Like a flame to a candle. Yep. Will you make my dreams come? I just need a couple. I need 30 seconds of this, okay?
Okay.
And we've put Nikki on the spot. I'm going to tap dance for less than 15 seconds.
But that's it.
Because this young man.
I only need five.
That just Astronaut. Got catapulted up the University of Louisville.
Five. You stallion. Oh, good call, Nick. Great call.
I just told him. You weren't listening.
You weren't singing this.
Yes, I was. Yes, I was.
Let's not argue here in Hall & Oates. Hall.
Madden Sanker. Madden Sanker woke up this morning.
Let's go.
In case you don't know.
He didn't commit.
Madden Sanker.
Everybody just thinks he did.
Just catapulted to Louisville lore. By getting kicked off his Miami Hurricanes recruiting ticket. Madden Sanker, you, sir, are a legend, a true hero. Why did he get kicked off of the Miami Hurricanes visit, people? Not for bad behavior. Not for stealing Montrezl Harrell's shoes. Not for anything else that Rick kicked people off of campus visits for. What happened? I wasn't finished.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Man, the way I have it paused right now, Daryl Hall is making it. Looks like he's pooping. It's hilarious.
Well, why aren't you playing it? Okay. Madden Sanger said, I'm going to Miami just so I can recruit for the University of Louisville. The ultimate inside man. Madden Sanger. Listen, y'all. When he gets here, if we're lucky enough to have him join the University of Louisville, I dare you. I double dog dare you to say anything against one Madden Sanger.
Madden, Aaron, Madden, Makai Sanger.
MF
Sanger.
Naming.
That's what I'm naming.
Madden MF Sanger is your new name, Playboy. Madden got kicked off his.
He was like, I don't know why y'all even down here. Y'all need to come see this Louisville thing.
Hey, y'all, he literally used their recruiting money at Miami to recruit for us. Satterfield, when he finishes his eligibility, you owe him a spot somewhere on that team.
Well, after he's done with the pros.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah. Even when he's in the pros, he can come back and get an intern during the summer.
Player coach.
I did enjoy hearing that story.
I like that. Well done, man.
Good job. Listen,
well done.
One Chris Mack used to say, once the team takes ownership of their own team.
That's it.
Now you got something special.
Texter said, can I still bring the beer tonight?
1,000%. We need a beer captain. Nick, always need a beer
Nikki
captain.
Nikki said 1,000%. Well, you heard.
Nikki, you got my Satterfield on demand? Somebody from a YouTube channel wanted to hear it.
That's awesome, man. That is a great story, though. and it's what you need to, I mean, one class can change a program like that, you know? And that's what we hope happens.
Or it can get you Ole Missed.
Well, I told Nick. Go ahead.
Madden Sanger.
You snooze, you lose, baby.
Nikki and I talked one day.
Nikki, send that to me right now. Like, send me that audio clip to my email, please.
Nikki and I talked one day. It was the day you had to go early. Mm-hmm. And I was going to bring it back up with you really quick because we haven't got to talk about it. But we said, like, for everything we talk about and the aggravation of last year and this year and whatever, or with the coach, you know, with football the last couple years, you know, because I'm not going to rewrite history like the last 2 years and the Kentucky game stuff. Like, that's still to be overcome. Like, that's not washed.
The Kentucky part?
Yeah, like the Kentucky part, the 6-6, like, that's not just washed and gone, right? But here's the thing. I said the best case scenario, for as much as I love Jeff Brohm, as much as I love everything, the best case scenario is Satterfield wins 8 to 9 games this year, somebody comes after him, and they will. Do you agree with me on that?
He wins 8 games. Hell yes.
Okay, I was going to say.
This recruiting class.
Do you remember this conversation, Nick?
Listen, this recruiting class will get him hired away faster than the 8 wins.
Right. When you and I talked when Marcus was gone one day, and we said, listen, the best case scenario, I believe, and I was just getting Marcus's thoughts on it, was he wins. Because I think if he wins 8 or more this year, somebody's coming after him.
Right.
Somebody of merit.
That's fair.
Would be for him to get an offer or for us to even hear that maybe there's a chance, and for him to do one of those press conferences that's like, no, I'm the University of Louisville head coach. You know, and if the NFL wants me, well, fine. but I'm here at the University of Louisville, and I think that would be a moment where we would all say, that's the moment where I put the final, I would put the dirt on the Brom conversation. It's over.
He turns down Tennessee, I'll pop the Angels envy.
No, Heupel's. Heupel's that dude, man.
But Tennessee, they don't know any better. Tennessee's
Heupel's that dude,
listen,
man.
I agree.
He's the man. But
Tennessee gets so feisty, Steve.
It's a deal or no deal. Thank your offer. We need him to hit that button and say no deal. Or wait, no. You close the thingy on it. The button.
Swing and a miss there, Nick.
That was story of that was basically last night.
What percentage of our audience do you think understood and got the and was like, oh, deal or no deal? I get what he's saying. What percentage of the 93.9
and
audience?
And I don't think that it's a zero. So
to be fair, I'd say it's probably about 25%. But I was hoping that sound effect. I was scrambling.
Oh. I think you gave yourself a little too much on that one. I was thinking like
six,
7.
Six.
Does the delegation watch Deal or No Deal?
All my delegation listeners.
I feel like it's more of a
Nikki just asked, delegation. Do we watch Deal or No Deal?
Does your delegation watch Deal or No Deal?
Oh.
We live it.
Yeah, but we don't. Yeah, but ours.
We live it.
When we make offers, they don't say no.
As much as I want to kind of make this a ha-ha, funny, touchy, racist thing, you know, like with Nick, like because we do that. We tread that line well on the show because we can.
That pisses people off, too, that can't do it.
I know. Well, sorry, get over it. I don't know what you want me to say.
Get you some more interdelegational circles.
Yeah, there's got to be people out there that want to do radio. Us white people love some Deal or No Deal.
I was about to say, I felt like it was comfortably.
Listen, I go to an arcade. I can't pass a Deal or No Deal. And it's like, there's no risk. And I'm still like,
I gotta do it.
Guys,
what do you want? The pressure.
White people will crowd around a Deal or No Deal arcade.
Yeah, that's true.
And just like, yeah. Yeah.
Go. Yeah. Hit the 75 tickets. Yeah. Go for 75 tickets. Listen, what are you doing? Listen. By the way, quick tip on arcade machines.
Texter says cut Nick's mic off.
That's fair. Ask the arcade workers because all the machines, like they all have like an algorithm in there.
Why would you do that?
Because I want the damn ticket so I can get the plush bear. I want a Charmander the size of a Buick.
Stop giving away all of the magic secrets.
No, F that.
Golly, you're that guy on the street and just, you know, the little TikTok videos where they pull back and show the string and just show the little fake mirror. It's like, stop ruining Texter magic.
Says, Nick, I got it.
Listen, and I will say this.
Thank you.
This is hell no, the delegation.
You see, but you know what the delegation does? They sit back a little further away and they say, oh, look, that was dumb. That was dumb.
or the delegation does what I think majority have mastered.
I'm listening.
You just while we are sitting over here and we're like, they're complaining or something. It's like, no, we're going to let y'all all play Deal or No Deal, and we're going to play all the other games. Because you are stupid enough to play Deal or No Deal.
Enjoy your Deal or No Deal.
I
don't understand. What are y'all enjoying? Have fun.
So it says, a proud member of the delegation, I must say we do not watch Deal or No Deal. Texture says, am I blocked?
Apparently not.
No.
What game shows does the delegation watch?
Oh, geez, I'm sorry. Some funny text, too. Sorry about that, Texture.
You know, you weren't blocked.
I just missed some of them.
What game shows do my delegation?
Like Pat. You can look at Pat and you're like, that dude could sit down and watch Deal or No Deal for hours.
Look at him. Just like,
you like Deal or No Deal, Pat?
He applies for Deal and No Deal.
What's your favorite game show?
He said no.
Mine?
Yeah.
I'm interested. This is good.
Oh, this is going to be a Bet Rivers Twitter poll on the
show. For
people
who don't know, like, Patty Ice is our go-to delegation representative.
Yeah, when you want to know something,
sure.
Like, Pat is the prototypical white guy.
Just say delegation. Steve.
Wow. Thanks, guys. I feel part of the team.
You hear it? You can't even fake that voice.
I can. Okay. It's real.
Pat, what is your favorite game show?
Oh, this is good.
Growing up, I did like The Weakest Link.
Wait, keep in mind, you are speaking for the people, your people.
Oh, God. Well, the people, they like a little Family Feud.
You know what? Mom's Meekins, though, and Steve Harvey. They kind of.
You guys kind of took it. You got, listen.
Steve Harvey made that show.
The delegation.
Better,
yeah,
we hijacked
The delegation.
Oh, 100%, but you know what? It's still great.
They took Family Feud from us. I will say that.
Yeah.
Y'all took Family Feud.
I agree.
Because I think people now would look at that as a delegation show.
Yes.
Yeah. Wild Black Family on Family Feud. Yeah. You know, you're like,
Mom's
Meekins.
Steve just called you wild.
Oh, no. Listen, speaking of that, moms, I'm talking to your baby in the next 24 hours. So
enjoy that.
Family Feud, that's a good one, though.
Yeah. Don't say wild, Steve. Say excitable.
I mean, white people love him some Jeopardy. We know that.
Jeopardy, that's a good one.
Am I wrong?
That's a good one.
White people love
that
Jeopardy.
That may be the answer. That might be the answer.
I think I'm right on this
one. I might be with Pat on that. That's a good answer. I'm not saying it's mine.
Okay, here's the problem with that one.
That one
reeks of like, that's kind of like older delegation or older white delegation.
Sure.
Like I don't think that's the masses, because that's a highbrow. That's a highbrow game show to be watching. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Like,
yeah.
I almost put that one outside of the. That's not a normal entertainment thing. That's
fair.
That's different.
Kind of trivia.
Yeah. So like Wheel of Fortune.
A lot of people are saying Price is Right.
No, that's just because grandma was watching you.
I don't know, man. Price is Right's up there for me.
No, listen, everybody's. Dude,
Price is Right and Judge Judy were the go-to. Shows.
If you stayed with your grandma often. Price is Right is going to be on your thing.
A lot of people say the delegation loves Family Feud.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh,
I'm glad. Listen, yeah. I took a step out on that one, so I'm glad you guys are backing me up.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, I think y'all got that one.
Let me see. Game shows that the delegation.
Oh, this is. Listen.
We used to like. What's the one with the whammies?
That was Pressure Luck.
Pressure Luck, yeah.
Yeah. No whammy. Yeah, stop. Yeah.
Delegation.
Texter, this is incredible.
I'm listening.
This is an incredible text. And actually, this ain't just delegation. This was my house, too. The delegation only watches game shows that come on before stories.
You're only allowed to. I mean, what do
that
you mean?
Was, that was.
That's a law.
Is a freaking good text,
man. Yeah, that's
man.
A law.
Because, listen. Now, because in my house, it was well, Grandma's got to watch her stories, you know, and you knew Days of Our Lives was coming on, but it was stories. Yep. Like, that's a great text. That's a great text. Weakest Link has to be the whitest game show. Fair enough. As a delegation, we watch Family Feud.
We watch Family Feud.
Card Sharks.
Who does that?
That's an old school one, but they brought back all of these things. And also Game Show Network has a lot of good ones.
You've been awfully silent, Nikki. What game show does your delegation
Okay, because I'm going to sound like a jackass, but the Valvanos, I think we were put on this planet to be game show hosts.
Okay.
So I'm going to sound like, what's your favorite beer, and I'm going to be Duck's Ass IPA. I'm going to be that guy. Lingo, man.
Okay.
Lingo, like, that was one of my favorite ones. Chain Reaction, that's a great game.
Nobody knows anything about
that. Yeah, no, exactly. But, I mean, if you know, you know. Those are, like, game show network
Why don't we get
exclusives.
Back into the game shows that actually people on Earth watch?
Hey, well, if that's the case, I feel like if I'm going to make a Bet Rivers Twitter poll on this, it's going to be Family Feud, Wheel of Fortune, Jeopardy, and then that fourth one, I would have put Deal or No Deal, but it's really not on that much.
Wait a minute.
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire was...
That's a good one.
That was big when it was on.
If you're above... Nikki, you might be right under this one. Steve, you might be right under this
okay.
one. Okay. It's like the $100,000 pyramid.
Oh, God.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah,
okay.
yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't
know. No, I love one. Dude,
I missed it. Yeah,
Yes.
The delegation, it would probably be my... Mount Rushmore that's is probably
good. That's
$10,000 pyramid.
I love the pyramid games.
I missed it, but that's good.
I mean, Wheel of Fortune. We did.
What was the squares with the celebrities?
Hollywood Squares. That was a good one. Whoopi Goldberg held that one down.
I think
Joan Rivers.
Texter says white delegation loves Dallas.
We're not talking soap operas.
Somebody said,
of course you do.
Does Survivor count?
Of course you like Dallas. It's like your delegation.
Does Survivor count? Because white folk love them some Survivor.
They do.
True.
And The Bachelor.
A game show that sees no color. Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah, I agree. That's why I said everybody. Yeah, Wheel of Fortune is the.
That might be the most universally.
Yeah.
If anyone of the younger delegation hasn't played Pyramid, I love Pyramid. That'd be up there too. That seriously, all time, that'd be on my top four.
Freaking
but
if you've ever
played Heads Up, the game, that's basically Pyramid.
Yeah,
the thing, you know, guess what? You
Texter
know, I'm
says,
talking
does
about.
It get any wider than Supermarket Sweep?
Oh,
that might be the one.
You know what's the best about that?
I'm listening.
The best, I'm going to tell you.
That's so good.
This is very scarring. Listen to me. You keep reading that and look for good text.
Okay.
Listen to what I'm going to say, because this is a historical education that you guys should know.
Okay.
To get into the psychology of the African American human.
Okay. No, this is good.
Okay. It starts at a younger age, and I know, listen, you may be infected with this disease.
Okay. It's possible.
That my people have suffered from.
I was blessed to grow up around the delegation as well.
Listen,
so
yes, listen to me. It was the show where you got this, where it's like an obstacle course where you had to find the flag. The Nickelodeon
Oh, Double
show.
Dare?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Double Dare is a microcosm of the African American delegation. We watched Double Dare and we watched inferior participants who could not find the flag. And we watched it in frustration. And Steve, you being immersed in the athletic world, I'm sure you was like, I can't believe you unathletic chumps get through that thing in 12 seconds. And I had a delegation of young, athletic African Americans. I would dominate someone right?
So or Guts.
Oh, Guts was a great one.
By the way, shout out to the texter who brought up Nickelodeon. There was
so,
the texter.
So listen, the young delegation was watching Double Dare.
Yeah.
And I'm watching it with my brother, and we're just like, oh my God. Like, you can get prizes.
Marcus, I'm pretty sure that guy of our delegation would tear through that.
Holy crap.
I caught a glimpse of him in the...
I'm not kidding. Is he a wrestler?
He has to be an OVW wrestler.
That's what I'm saying.
He has to be. So listen, we watched that Double Dare, and we watched, like I said, athletically inferior kids stumble and fumble and bumble.
Reaching up the nose.
Yeah,
and the boogers
yeah. Okay, so this is what happens.
That's a good one.
The older delegation... Right?
Yeah.
When they saw Supermarket Sweep and they saw these clumsy people.
Dude,
listen.
Watching a white guy huck frozen turkeys.
Yeah. Because if you're athletic, you're like,
what am I supposed to grab when Jamal's already taking four of the aisles?
Yeah. And Jamal is at home watching, like, I wish y'all would give me a shopping cart.
You know where our delegation shined, though?
I'm listening.
The coffee section. You could get the coffee. That was where it was like, that was the great equalizer.
I'd quit. If Jamal pulled up next to me, and y'all just have to deal with us. Jamal is Marcus and I's
stereotypical
name.
He's like Patty Ice.
Yes.
Represents some people. The name Jamal represents.
When Jamal grabbed the cart next to me, I'd be like, nah, man, this is BS.
But they won't let Jamal.
I know. Yeah, look. Somebody said double dare all youth delegations. Yeah. Like, oh, kinda, yeah.
Because we used to, like, we watched with a judgmental eye.
Somebody said on the double dare. I'm old and white, but Match Game was an all-time.
Oh, Match Game's a great one.
Fear Factor's a good one for the newer. I think that was a little more.
That kind of straddled the line. No, I was going to say, like, yeah, reality, like but no, oh, Fear Factor was just a game show. Just
when
they
started doing...
It's kind of reality. We're kind of separating reality.
Yeah, right.
What about American Gladiators and Legends of the Hidden Temple? Those were up there.
Yeah, right? Legends of the Hidden Temple was huge.
I had a massive crush on Diamond.
I think that was American Double Dare.
Is this true? Is this true? It says, I think Steve's delegation likes American Ninja Warrior. Black people be like, I'm not doing that stuff.
I don't agree.
You know, I was kind of like, I might challenge that one.
Black people sit and watch American Ninja Warrior. Like
the text right above it says, Imani Bates is transferring to Imani Bates University.
No, my delegation definitely can handle American Ninja Warrior.
American Gladiators.
That's what I'm saying. Diamond, man. Laser was my favorite. He was the one that helped me eat peas.
I'm sorry. Did you say American Gladiators?
Oh, yeah, but it was kind of, I said hidden Legends of the Hidden Temple,
there too. There are people.
Okay, I think everybody. I think American Gladiators was pretty universal, too.
Now this is what we've done. This is what I love our show, because I will say, I think these conversations
are healthy.
We have more fun with it, like, I really think people get, like, educated on, like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, you know, like, people really, like, because it just brings.
Yeah, because when I make a joke about how we watch Supermarket Sweep, you can literally say, why don't you like that show? And it's like, you just don't understand.
Yeah, and I think people now, when they listen to this stuff, it's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, just, cool. I could imagine if I was extremely athletic watching some clumsy guy try to get some food into the cart.
Double Dare was good. I liked Global Guts.
I love that one.
See, I just...
Except it seemed like it was four countries. It was America, Israel, like Spain, and then maybe Canada or Mexico.
We need to bring that back together.
Look, and then Texas was like, y'all see where Bradshaw's UK bound?
he's crystal balled.
Yeah, no, he's not coming in.
No, once he's – listen, when the kid starts off his whole recruitment process saying Kentucky's my dream school, it's like, yeah, we'll take a stab
at him.
That's
a tough one, man.
Yeah, he's
– Well, and he visited Kentucky, and then, like, he put, like – you follow his Instagram, he had, like, 47 Kentucky pictures after that. He went to Louisville, and he posted it one time. Right. I was like, hey, I'm not feeling real good about this. I don't think this is going to happen.
Well, we have one delegation member who loved Supermarket Sweep back in the day.
Okay. Well, we're not saying that it doesn't transcend.
Yeah,
like,
right.
I mean,
but I'm just saying put it this way, we definitely watched it.
Sure.
But I think we watched it very judgmental and very harshly. I'll tell you what. Let's take a deep breath. Let's take a quick commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maben on 939 The Ville. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150 939 is the number. 939 is the station. So here's the thing. Steve had a little ouchie during the break. Explain to people what you just did, Steve.
I just burnt the flesh off my head. Getting boss man hot water.
Why do you do that? Steve acts like this little request I make. Say, hey, Steve, could you grab a cup of hot water on your way back to the studio? I mean, we're both going the same direction. So Steve managed to overflow a hot water. His hand is over here shaking, y'all. Because he cooked his hand. It went all the way down. So listen, y'all.
And it was my broke hand.
Right. So he couldn't just shake it off. So
this scalding hot water is like
It turned into a scalding heating pad on Steve's hand.
So I can't believe Andy didn't see me. I was going to jerk my ass off and throw it.
Threw it? Yeah, just picture Michael Jackson when he does the shaking his hand dance.
Oh my gosh. Or like when his hair caught on fire, they're like, Steve, your hand's on fire.
Oh no.
Oh my gosh, this hand is just
it's just taking.
Oh, now you see the full.
It just doesn't look as bad. Yes, sir.
No, it's good.
Yeah, it looks. Yeah, it looks much better. Makes me think you were kind of exaggerating now.
Dude, I can't.
You don't like your manhood tested.
So, oh well, yeah, but
one person.
Yeah, I was gonna say by most people, but apparently just anybody in the world thinks they can shoot me a message and say whatever they want. So,
okay, so this is what we have to do. Speaking of,
I'm gonna work that out.
Speaking of people who do whatever they want,
yeah,
Imani Bates,
yeah, the king.
Listen, I saw y'all. Hold on, I saw y'all. I saw through the microphone. I saw the look on y'all face. I saw y'all roll your eyes when I said Imani Bates. Now, this conversation has nothing to do with Imani Bates, but it can. It can circle back around because we can have an opinion on Imani Bates and we can have narratives on Imani Bates, but because this conversation kind of goes elsewhere. So, Steve, there was a highlight package that came across my Twitter.
Okay.
And it made me think about Imani Bates. This is a football player, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, you can kind of help me run this offense, but I want to ask a question. And this is just a total funny kind of summary question, but it makes you think a little bit. I don't want to say the player, but I want to make sure everybody has the call-in number. 502-815-0939. 8150-939 is the number. 3831-939 is the text line. Feel free to text in, call in, because we're just going to have a little fun on this conversation. Steve, there's a player that came on my stream, and it was a football player. It came on my Twitter feed.
By the way, we're going to have a couple football players in here tomorrow. So you're gonna,
don't tell Jason. You better tell Nicky.
And you're gonna, okay, God forbid, make sure we tell Nick. But you're gonna want to be tuned in tomorrow around 10:30. So football player, come on the stream.
You're gonna have to answer a question at some point.
Here we go. We got Jason in here with us, by the way. We got Jason in here.
Jason's gonna have to answer a question, Steve, right in front of you. Oh. I can't wait for that one.
Here we go.
But in the meantime,
okay.
The highlight package came over. The highlight package was one of my all-time favorite football players. Listen. Not all-time in the sense of just GOAT, right? He's an all-time, this is my baby. And you know some of those moms, their baby can do no wrong. Mm-hmm. And they can just say, oh, it was just a little bit of drugs or it was just a little bit of arson. Look, he was gonna return that car, you know what I'm saying? Just, you know, hey, just he means well, right?
Right,
we all know that, mom.
Absolutely.
He just said 10 cuss words, you know. Oh, but those kids, they pick on him in school, so that's why, you know, just they can justify anything.
Sure.
And this is across delegations.
Oh, absolutely.
Across absolutely. All delegations.
Absolutely.
Lady, your kid showed up with an AR, you know, like, it can go across delegations. We all know the mom.
Absolutely.
The reason I understand that mom is because I've kind of been that dad or mom and that or dad in a certain situation. You want to know what situation I'm speaking of?
I'm listening. You got me.
Adam.
Pac-Man.
Pac-Man Jones.
Okay.
People. If you're in front of a computer, Steve, I know you're near a computer, mm-hmm. or you can log in. Okay. I'm going to do this. I am going to retweet this. And while I kind of talk about this a little bit, I want you to just look at what I'm tweeting out.
Okay.
Keep in mind, this is the Titans. Okay? Adam Pac-Man Jones. He used to have this big ass head too compared to his body, right? He just looked like he was a bobblehead out there, right? But he was such a playmaker, Steve, and he didn't like people, and he was just misunderstood, Steve. But he was a player. He was my ultimate. I know he's a screw up, but I can. He's my baby, and he can do no wrong. He just did this a couple times, you know. Hey, y'all just need to leave him alone and let him.
Leave Adam alone.
Yes, yeah. He is my ultimate. That's my baby, and he can do no wrong. Even though I know, in a quiet moment, I just got a bad kid. Mm-hmm. I got a bad kid.
Yes,
he was the most misunderstood kid in history of football. So, Steve, who is your? I defend, even though I shouldn't be defending. The reason I wanted to do your all-timers, and I wanted to do this with the Imani Bates thing, yesterday I kind of gave a solution, like if Imani Bates came here and just the first time you heard him talk, you might feel a totally different way about him. Or if he did something on the court, like, you know, we're down 17 and he brings us back, you know, with 6 3-pointers and just does something legendary. You eliminate just like, I'm not talking about that baby no more, mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah, no, absolutely.
So give me, and texters, this is open. This is open forum. Look at him, Steve. Look at him. Look at Pac Mitchell.
I know.
He was awesome. He was awesome. Just leave him alone, y'all. You're harassing him. It's everybody else's fault. It's not his fault.
Man, that's a
he was unbelievable. But Steve.
Somebody said Lawrence Taylor for me.
I did see that. I mean, you know when I felt vindicated?
I'm listening.
When that guy ran up on him at the airport. I was like,
okay.
See?
Okay.
He can't even come into the airport through Atlanta without somebody just trying to run up on him and challenge him. Yeah. That guy works at the airport. He was like my retroactive. I told y'all, it was just all the people around him picking fights with him.
Yeah. Jeez, man, that's a good question.
Give me a guy that you just knew was just. And again.
I got a good one.
I'm not bad. Look, I'm not saying he's bad, like a bad
person. Jalen Reeves Maven. Just the dirty hits just kept. And I was like, he's not dirty. I was like, he didn't take out Chubb and take out the punt or the kick returner against App State. I'm like, he didn't do that.
He got ejected.
Yeah. Every time I looked up, he was getting ejected.
Did you see him throwing the helmet down the tunnel?
That was awesome.
That wasn't awesome.
That was awesome.
He looked like, you know what he looked like, Steve? Actually, that's a good one. Because if you didn't like him, think about it. He got shot, Steve.
Yeah.
If you,
a lot of people don't know that.
Yeah, if you tell the story from a different perspective,
yeah,
I know the kid. You know, so it's like they were like thugging it up with his homeboys in the paper. And
by the way, I'm sorry to whoever's hair LaDon Reeves was cutting just now. She's like, yo, where's my phone? Somebody give me the phone right now.
Expect a call from LaDon Reeves.
I'm joking. No, yeah, obviously.
But
yeah.
If I wanted to write the story from a these other kind of media point of view.
Right.
You say, oh, he's at home at 2 in the morning, got shot. Mm-hmm. He came up here and he started as a freshman. He's off the chain. Look, a party got broken up where he got tagged with aiding in contribution to delinquency or something. Yeah. He's like, they invited me to the party.
He was just there.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, and I had to go through these with him like, Dad, do I need to get a lawyer? It's like, well, okay, now what?
Well, because when agents call, then, I mean, listen, they're going to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like.
4 years ago, they don't care.
Yeah. He's like, Dad, he's like, I had a good game. Look, as a freshman, he blocked a punt against Georgia that went for a touchdown as a freshman.
Yeah.
Hey, Dad, they invited me to the senior party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course he's going.
Of course he's going. Party gets interrupted. Jalen. two other seniors who live there. You know, like when you write the story, you're like, God, he gets in so much trouble.
Do you want to know who mine is, truthfully? I think I saw it on the text line too, but it was it's definitely mine. T.O. I was like, dude, like go study his history. Like I always went to that. I was like, go study how that man was brought up.
You're right. You were like, oh, okay. But
he's, I'm like, no, he cries. Like he's different.
Yeah.
Like,
right,
you know
right.
what I mean? I'm like, dude, like there's. So when people
there's reason for
yeah, I was like, so yes,
he is quote unquote trouble at times, you know, but I'm like, it's who he is, you know. So like I would always fight that with like
almost where you want to say, y'all call him a problem, I call him a miracle.
Right, yes, yeah.
I call him a miracle that he's not in trouble.
Yeah,
bigger
trouble. Yeah, I'm like, there's a reason he's emotional the way he is. Jason, you said you had one.
Ron Artest.
Ron Artest's a good one. That's a really good one. I like that. I like that one.
That's the Pacers fan in me.
So you love Ron Artest.
I will defend him until the day I die.
That's a good one, man. I like that one.
I'll say this again. I know people have said this before, Steve, but only a couple of people in my life have made me accept what the Lord had in store for me as far as my playing career. Tayshaun Prince made me think about it.
He's good.
He made me think about it.
Yeah. He's excellent.
It was just, again, I tell people it was one play.
He's different.
Yeah, it was one play that I had, and I was like, there was nothing I could do. Like, I couldn't have done beforehand. I scouted him. I followed the rule book, Steve.
Yeah.
And there was nothing I could do with this one. I'm like, okay, if I got to go into the league, so when I play him, he's just going to have his numbers. You know, it's like, Marcus.
He was a starter in the league.
I know.
Yeah, I mean.
For 20 years.
Yeah, championship winner.
Right. Tayshaun Prince.
Maybe one of the most historic plays in
Yes, the Reggie NBA Miller block. History, right.
Yeah.
Pain.
Ron Artest.
That's a good one, man. It's a pain. So we just said, I'm a Pacers fan. And we're like, you know, the Knicks and then Ron and then
Louisville exiting the court. NCAA tournament practice.
Yeah.
St. John's
was coming
right behind
us.
They
were the 2 seed, weren't they?
We knew we after we get rid of Gonzaga.
Yeah.
Then we got St. John's.
So it's just like Richie Farm, whatever. What's his name?
Stantangelo and Richie Farm.
Bunch of white dudes. Waste them out in Arizona.
Waste them out in Arizona and then go get
the light one up.
And then let's go get St. John's. Yeah, yeah. That was the plan, Steve.
Yeah. Well, it was our plan too, jackass. It was our plan too, Marcus.
Damn it, Reese. We had a freshman point guard.
No, you know what I feel
now
like
now? You see
right
the value
now?
Of guards.
So I hurt. I bleed. Don't sit on this air and tell me what the plan was.
Look.
We were the hottest 7 seed coming into the tournament.
Everybody was putting us as the dark horse of the tournament.
It was like, because everybody was like, we'll beat St. John's. We'll beat St. John's.
Yeah.
Sit on here and tell the fans.
Like, Ron, I walked by Ron Artest, and I said, "Oh, but you act like Reese didn't even play that year."
I mean,
Reese only played 2 years.
He was a freshman. I'm sorry, I thought he had a senior leader.
That was
in the backcourt.
That was Deion. I was a junior.
Fair enough. You were. Okay.
We're rolling along. Middays with Marcus Babin on 939TheVille.
Appliance Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.